Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have an immense amount of community announcements, along with a diverse selection of music, with some artists that will be coming to the Twin Cities in the next 2 months or so, along with news with a Minnesota slant of a local young Filipina who recently won a pageant out in Southern California with a Filipino spin to it, along with Anthony Edwards' recent visit to the Philippines. But in regards to our community announcements for the evening, we will start off with our first one, which will be taking place on August the 22nd at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, 1380 Frost Avenue. And this is a Filipino educators training workshop for international teachers are also welcome to attend. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Greg King at greg.king.family@gmail.com. And it looks like if you're looking to attend this event, please register by August the 19th. In regards to our next community announcements, it takes place the following day, and this will take place on August the 23rd, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual teen workshop at the CSFA warehouse in Burnsville, Minnesota. And we'll just get some of that information for you in a few short moments. But this is an event that is for, as we said, teens. Earlier in the summer, we had an event for the younger children, I believe ages 6 to 12, that took place. And for more information in regards to this, just give me one moment as we get to the CSFA website. And this event will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., as we mentioned, at the CSFA warehouse in Burnsville, Minnesota. That's located at 12100 12th Avenue, Suite B in Burnsville, Minnesota. What you can find here is a lot of Filipino games, cultural identity activities, leadership development, team building activities, and of course, eating Filipino food. In regards to some other announcements, also coming from the CSFA on September the 11th, which is a Friday, they'll be having their annual election and board meeting. That too is at the CSFA warehouse. Potluck begins at 6:30, meeting and voting 7 p.m., and the event will end at 9 p.m. Also taking place that weekend on September the 13th at the Philippine Center of Minnesota is the annual monthly Karinderia, which will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Some other events that will be taking place, actually before that event, there will be a PSA alumni potluck, and that will be taking place at September the 5th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And you guessed it, that event also will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And then we have two events that are taking place both on September the 19th. And those events are the FMA's 32nd annual golf tournament. And they'll be starting at 7 a.m. It's a four-man or four-person scramble. And this will be taking place at the Shamrock Golf Course at 19625 Larkin Road in Corcoran, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact June at 763-234-0417. I'm sorry, 04. Let's repeat that again. You can contact June at 763-234-0137. In regards to some other events that we said also takes place on that same day, and this event at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, once again, is the screening of Coup d'Etat, the Philippine Revolution. And this will be taking place from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And this is an event that is sponsored by the Philippine Study Group of Minnesota. As we spoke earlier, there are quite a few concerts that are to be taking place and comedy events. One just took place this past Friday as Joe Coy and Joey Gila were in Carlton, Minnesota, which is very close to Duluth, Minnesota, as part of his comedy tour. But in regards to some other acts coming to the Twin Cities on September the 30th, an artist from Toronto will be performing at First Avenue, an artist by name of Miko, who will be playing one of his songs, our first song of the evening tonight. And then another artist by name of Emmy, who will be highlighting her music as well, will be performing at the Varsity Theater on October the 10th. And then a few days after that, a comedian who also sings as well, Krissa Sparkles, will be performing at the Hook and Ladder on October the 14th. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It's from that artist we had mentioned, Miko, and this is his track, Learning to Love.
Another night, another day in the dark. I played it out about 100 times before. Like spin it out, a broken record till the needle starts to break. I saw my hope slip away. All of a sudden now you're on my mind. Like I've been missing something all this time. Like I've been waiting for it all my life. All my life. I'll never know how to say what I'm feeling. All I know is that it hurts when you're gone. It was hard to believe I could know what it was. But when I look in my arms, oh, it feels like I'm learning to love. Another night of conversation till daylight, holding on to every word that you say. I never thought I'd be a person that's willing to change. I like it better this way. Cause every second now you're on my mind. Like I've been missing something all this time. Like I've been waiting for it all my life. All my life. I'll never for it all my life, all my life. I never thought I could say that I mean it, but I know that I can if it's you.
could find what I've got when I look in my arms. Oh, it feels like I'm learning to love.
And that was Miko with Learning to Love. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities. Also going to be heard online at KFAI.org by searching the Filipino American National News and by going on Google Play and the Apple Store and searching for the KFAI app. And we can also be found on Instagram and Facebook by searching the Filipino American National News, and any of our video recorded interviews that we have done over the last couple of years will be on our Facebook site. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from the MankatoFreePress.com. For Lay Center's Elena Argelis, competing in the Miss Philippines USA beauty pageant in Los Angeles meant much more than just going for the crown. To her, the contest was a way to honor her Filipino heritage. I saw the Filipino pageant and I wanted to do something for my dad's side of the family because he's from the Philippines. He came here when he was 14 years old or 15, she said. Argelis, 19, added that she was grateful for her family's sacrifices and wanted to make them proud. It's such a really hard process, and there's so much that happens for young ladies and young men in the Philippines. It's really hard to come over here. So it took my dad 7 years to get his papers approved to come here. Paying tribute to that is just me showing that I'm grateful for the sacrifices that they made and everything they did. All my ancestors, what they did to get me to this point in my life, to give me all these opportunities, she said. Her father was in the audience to watch her claim Miss Young Philippines USA title. There were 11 girls in her category. To prepare the contest, which included an evening walk, swimsuit, and talent portion, Argelis said she had to practice walking in pageant heels. This was definitely the biggest thing because I always grew up in tennis shoes and flats, and just like really comfortable shoes or even barefoot was kind of my preferences, she said. The Southern Minnesota Martial Arts here in Mankato, they opened it up to me to let me practice with my gowns and with my shoes. Argelis also practiced on her guitar. She sang Rise Up by Andra Day for her talent. But this is Argelis' first go at a pageant. She won her first pageant, the Miss Shamrock pageant in Lay Center last year. I did that for my Irish heritage, she said. I ended up winning exactly 20 years after my mom won. Argelis' father, Fien Ken Argelis, said he was so excited to see his daughter compete in Los Angeles that he was proud that she wanted to represent her family. I grew up in the Philippines. I was born and raised over there, so our lifestyle is completely different from what it is right now, he said. Elena did the pageant to kind of be in touch with her heritage, and that makes me proud. It's important to me because she really took that to heart. Argelis said her dad was the biggest supporter at the Miss Philippines USA contest and that she would love to compete in pageants in the future. I feel like it's such a great way to inspire young ladies and inspire young generations, especially my younger cousins and the rest of my family, especially back home in the Philippines, she said. And for right now, we're going to play our second song with Argelis, from a second song from an artist that we will be in the Twin Cities on October the 10th, that is the artist Emmy, and this is her song, Night at the Opera.
Am I cursed? Like a lead in the opera, tragically doomed from birth. Everybody knows it's gonna die first. What's worse? I can see you in the balcony thinking it's a comedy, sure. Well, I hope my suffering will sell some tickets in the mezzanine. Hit the lights, cut the chandelier. Get me out, yeah, get me out of here. Fur coat on the rich lady's arm. that day? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the rises, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the rises, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. Seen revenge looking cute in an A-line dress. Have you really never thought that your words have a consequence? God bless. Now cinch your waist, give me face, innovate, okay, yes. And I think your misery will really sell the documentary. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the rises, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too. If I'm gonna dance, then you're gonna dance too. What's the matter, babe? Did you bring the wrong shoes? Fire in the rises, so your body better move to the tiny violins and the big ones too.
I see the vision.
Yeah.
I support you.
The pain, the gag, the drama.
And that was Emmy with Night at the Opera. And now back to the news desk. And this comes from ABS-CBN. Minnesota Timberwolves superstar Anthony Edwards returned with the Filipino fans during his return to the Philippines for the Believe That Tour Manila. The four-time NBA All-Star lit up Fifth Avenue in Bonifacio Global City, Taguig, capping his Anthony Edwards Fan Fest by meeting supporters and soaking in the warm reception. Mahal ko kayo, said Edwards, who was welcomed by a roaring crowd. The love is unreal and unmatched, and he wants to bring that energy back for sure. Edwards previously suited up for Team USA in the 2023 FIBA World Cup in Manila, where the 6'4" star helped the Americans finish fourth. 3 years later, the 25-year-old returned to the country and expressed his appreciation for continued support he has received despite playing thousands of kilometers away from Manila. The first time, I wasn't like a big deal yet, he said. The second time, I worked on my game. I upgraded a little bit, and the love is just unreal, man. There's just so many people right now. This is a dream come true. I've been dreaming for a moment like this, added Edwards, who signed memorabilia and posed for photographs with fans before wrapping up his appearance. And then we have another story about his visit to the Philippines. And this comes from the philstar.com. NBA star Anthony Edwards is making Philippines' return count by donning some local threads. The Minnesota Timberwolves guard was back in the country for Believe That Tour 3 years after his first visit when he represented the United States for the FIBA World Cup. One of the highlights of this year's visit was a photo shoot Edwards had with several legends of the Philippine Basketball Association, the oldest professional basketball league in the world after the NBA. For the shoot that took place in Taguig, the NBA star wore a customized Pina Barong designed by RJ Santos under the Randolph line, as well closed by local label Proud Race. The Barong in particular features an intricate Filipino basketball and fruit-inspired design on the front, while the back had the number 5, his jersey number for the Timberwolves, stitched over 3 sun rays and a star. Edwards is no stranger to Philippine design, though, as Melvin Rodas created a special colorway for the Philippine signature basketball shoe Adidas for the brand bannering Edward's visit. Rodas Magabakitang Gilas shoe designed and inspired by the community pride and fearless energy of Filipino basketball culture. PB icons Tim Cohn, Norman Black, James Yap, Johnny Abrientos, Sean Chambers, Larry Fonasier, Atoy Ko, Asi Tulvara, Alan Kadik, and Jeff Chan meanwhile wore custom jackets from Adidas. After the tour's conclusion, Edwards will set his sight on preparing for his new NBA season with the Timberwolves as they hope to improve last year's 49-33 record, good for 6th in the Western Conference, and a second-round exit. For right now, we're going to play our next song of the evening. It's from the artist Bella Porch, and the name of this song is entitled Stay Gone. Bella Porch would stay gone. And staying with the gone theme, we're coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News. And we're going to end the show with a song from the group known as Kai. And the name of this song is Gone. Stay tuned for sound effects.
You were my world. You were my song. You're fish green.
Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.